Hello everyone, my name is Jay Pellis, and today I'd like to demonstrate a different way of putting music into your computer. For writing music as a composer, I use Sonar, Cakewalk Sonar, with the Dancing Dots Kick Talking Jazz scripts. And I know probably everybody out there is used to putting music in with your MIDI keyboard. You choose an instrument on your keyboard, choose a track, hit record, and before you know it, you have a finished piece. Well, I've learned keyboard enough over the years to put in parts for songs, but I've always been a saxophone player. I've been playing the alto sax for about 15 years now, and I've always wondered, is there a different way of putting in music with sort of a saxophone kind of thing? And actually there is. I was in New York City a few years ago at a Sam Ash music store, and they had a thing there called a wind controller, called a Yamaha WX5. It's one of the wind controllers that are out on the market today. These wind controllers have been around since about 1989. Yamaha produced a WX11 and a WX7. And what these devices are, at least the Yamaha devices, the WX5 is sort of a rectangular plastic device. Think of it as a clarinet with a saxophone key fingering. I know that sounds a little strange, but it's the only way I can sort of describe it. It has a two different mouthpieces that comes with it, a flute mouthpiece style recorder mouthpiece and a reed saxophone style mouthpiece. I have the saxophone mouthpiece on, and you have a mouthpiece with a reed on it, and under that there's all the sensors and switches that you can use to configure the controller, because it is made like a saxophone. You can play it like a tenor saxophone, transpose into that into the key range of a tenor or an alto, or I think there's even a flute setting on here. And when I received it, somebody helped me configure it for an alto saxophone. And there's a bunch of different lip sensors and air sensors that you can use to configure it to your style of playing. And keeping on the subject of these controllers, there are other controllers out there nowadays, and one of the, if not the best site to look at is called Patchman Music, www.patchmanmusic.com. And there, the owner is named Matt Tromm, and he's a really good guy. I've been dealing with him for the last few years about stuff with wind controllers. He does everything with wind controllers. He repairs them. He sells parts for them. He sells them standalone or with a synthesizer module. And he sells all kinds of controllers. Like I said, there's the Yamaha WX5, with this, which is a saxophone-style one. There's one called the Marshall Digital Trumpet MDT, which is a brass-style controller. And if I'm not mistaken, it actually uses a real brass mouthpiece and trumpet valves to let you play it. And the way the saxophone-style controller works is when you place your mouth on it just like you were playing a clarinet, and the reed does not vibrate when you blow into it. The air just goes through a little tube and comes out of a small hole on the bottom, and it's what triggers the different sensors, and the sensors or whatever sends off the data to your connected MIDI device. Now, I'm using it today, not with Sonar, but I'm actually recording with SoundForge, and I have the controller hooked up to a special module called the Yamaha VL70M. I'm sorry, my braille display is clickety-clacking at me, and I'm... Oh, there we go, now it stopped. Like I said, I have this hooked up to a special module made for the wind controller called the Yamaha VL70 with a special microchip installed from Patchman Music called the Turbo Chip. And what this does is it replaces the default 256 sounds in the module with better programmed ones that works with the wind controller, specially made by Matt Tromm and his company. And so I have it going through audio into my mixer. Now, what you can also do is Matt makes sound banks for different synthesizers. So, for example, if you have a module in the Roland XV line, I have the Roland XV5050. If you have a different module in that series, you can purchase the sound banks online for, I think they're maybe $30 or $40, which is bargain, if you ask me. And you load them into your synthesizer, into the user bank of 128 sounds, and you have 128 sounds that will work with your wind controller. Now, if you have it connected to a module like a Roland or a Korg, it has a MIDI out connector, so you connect it up and you either plug it in with its power adapter or you put six AAA batteries into the controller. And when you play it, it uses this special wind controller number. I know how the different MIDI controllers have different numbers like volume and expression and stuff like that. A wind controller number is called breath control, and it's number 2. A lot of the synthesizers nowadays support breath control out of the box, but I think when you hear the programming that Matt and his guys did with these sounds, it's really, really worth buying a Petrian Music sound bank for your particular synthesizer, even if it does support breath control out of the box. So, like I said, not only can you use this with any sound module that you want that supports breath control, but you can also use it with what I am doing, is using the Yamaha VL70 module. And it has a special cable that provides power and MIDI data to the wind controller, so you only have to plug in the module itself. I might get back into a little bit of this techie rambling later on, but I know what you're here for and what I'm here for is to demonstrate the awesome sounds that this thing has. So I went through the different sounds on this VL70, and I chose about 10 or 11. And I put them, you could put them in sort of a user internal favorites list. And I memorized the button presses to do that. And I would like to mention, just in case somebody wants to know, that these menus and even anything on this module do not wrap, which means if you're at preset number 1, which might be a trumpet, if you press the left the back button, it will stay at preset number 1 and it will not move. So that's a good thing for us blind folks to be able to use this module. That's how I was able to easily memorize the button press to store my favorite sounds into the favorites list. So I think our first sound here is a soprano saxophone. And like I said, this device is laid out like a saxophone, and it has octave keys like a saxophone. It also has a pitch bend wheel, and the sensor near the reed lets you do things with your bottom lip, just like you would with a wind instrument. For example, if I play sort of a normal, if I have my lip on the reed with a normal bite pressure, rather what I was trying to say, it sounds like this. As you heard there, you can crescendo and decrescendo by blowing softer or harder, and you can have vibrato. And you can do stuff like this. And you'll notice how interesting that sounds. One neat thing about this module is that it uses a synthesis technique called physical modeling, which is different than just a recorded sample sound from a sample-based synthesizer. I guess these, from what I understand, these physical modeling ones, I don't know, try to mathematically compute the different acoustics of instruments. Or I'm not sure how it exactly works, but the sound really, really, really sounds good. That's all I know. So let's move on here. I think our next sound is an alto saxophone. And another interesting thing that this lets you do is, if you hummed into a flute, you get that sort of neat growl sound. If you hum into this device with the alto, or almost any sound, you get that too. So let's see. And I will say this, just like any other instrument, this does take time to learn. It takes patience to learn. I've been playing it I've been playing it a lot for about a year now. I had it for almost 5 years, but I really started playing it when I entered graduate school last year at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm majoring in electronic composition, and which means I get to use sonar in the computer to write my songs. And they have an electronic ensemble. That's one thing that drew me to the school. And So I got to play this in some concerts. It was really fun. And some of the professors there really know how to use these things, how to configure it and the techie parts of it to really, really get a good sound out of it. Because at least my philosophy somewhat is that, you know, it's the instruments could be the greatest horn in the world, but it's the player that makes the instrument sing. That's what I think. So without further ado, let's move on here. Let's see what's next. Next sounds like a classical flute to me. So I just there's a transpose button sequence that you can use to transpose up or down an octave. And the octave keys are right next to your left thumb, so you can easily reach them. This particular flute sound is pretty nice. You can hear the air being passed through the what sounds like the air being passed through the instrument. You can hear the tongue, the sound of the sound it would do with the flute tonguing. And if you add your own vibrato, you get the vibrato of a flute playing. As you heard there. And let's go on. I think next is a clarinet. Now you've really got to be careful when you're pressing these octave keys, because one little bump of these keys can move the tone up or down an octave, so you really gotta have your fingers right on the mark, so you won't flub the sound. All right, let's move on here. I think we have a cello, so I better lower the octave here. And what's nice, Mr. Trom did with these sounds, is that when you're playing a different sound, like a cello or a trombone, you really got to think like that, like you're playing that instrument. Because if you don't, if you're playing like a saxophone, it's going to sound sort of weird. So I'm not really sure how a cello plays, but let's see what I can do. I do know that if you blow really quietly with this particular cello, you can hear the bow string, or the bow hitting the string. So that's pretty neat. And let's see, I think we're heading into guitars next. Nice little sort of acoustic guitar. And again, you've got to think guitar, because what's neat is when you slur, you get the sort of sound of a guitar moving, a guitar player moving from one string to the next. And with the pitch bend sensor near the reed, you can really do some cool things. Now when you tongue, you get the pick sound of the string. I know you can hear me pressing the keys down, and you've really got to press them down pretty quietly so you won't get the plastic sound of the keys hitting the instrument. Let's move on. We got jazz guitar here. That's pretty neat. Then This next sound is definitely not a saxophone. Nice electric guitar, and it sounds pretty good. Let's move on here. Next, we got the synth leads. The second, the presets of these sounds in this module are split into two banks of 128 sounds each, and the second preset has a bunch of synthesizer, synthy sounds here. And what's nice about this sound is when you blow soft, you get the darker sound. That slurring and tonguing there, and when you blow louder, you get the brighter sound. Could be good for putting in synth leads and dance songs or any other kind of just new age kind of stuff. I think we got another synth thing here. If I'm not mistaken, this one's called Ghost Lead. And as you could probably hear there, I'm moving between two of the octave keys very quick with my thumb to get that little portamento thing. A few more synth things going on here. Just crazy stuff just by manipulating the octave keys. And there are sort of trill keys next to the saxophone layout in your left and right hand. Now, what's nice is with all the switches on the front of the controller that's covered up by a rubber cover, the switches can be used to set up all different kind of configurations, what kind of MIDI data the controller sends, the different keys. You could set up the different keys, not just for trilling, but to be used to send different controller messages. So if you wanted to do a growl, and you went into the Yamaha module, and you saw that growl might have been mapped to controller number 17 or something, you can set one of these keys to toggle that sound on and off, or you could even set the pitch bend wheel, which I might do one of these days, to set play the different controllers like a wah sound for a guitar or something. Because what I figure and what other people online say is if you could bend the pitch up and down with a reed, you might as well use the thumb wheel for manipulating other parameters to make this sound as realistic as possible. And I might get into that. Let's move on here. We got another synth. So when you hum, you can get that thing when you hum into it. Now, let's see. Next, what's next? Ooh, basses. See, if you didn't have to breathe into this thing, you could really do a good bass line. Okay, there's a few different kind of like slap basses, electric basses, acoustic basses. There's sort of a hip hop bass here, and again, a lot of the sounds have to do with how hard your tongue attack is at the beginning, or how soft it is. Or also how loud, or I'm sorry, how much air you start off with. If you start off with a little bit. Start off with a lot. All right, and I think that's about it. There's, as I said, with this particular upgrade turbo chip installed from Petran Music into the Yamaha VO70M, there are a ton of different sounds. A bunch of Indian kind of flutes, panpipes, pan flutes. There's some really good penny whistles, tin whistle, penny whistle. And as I said, though, you do not have to use the Yamaha VL70 because it's not going to limits you, but if you want to use it with sonar, it's highly recommended to record the tracks with the VL as audio tracks. You won't have as much editing capability of them, but you know, as long as you could play the parts right, you've got your really pretty realistic sounding instruments here. Now, as I said, you can use this with a regular MIDI synthesizer or module. I did get into speaking about the Roland XV series. What you would do there is, I might have mentioned this, but you just connect, I have a MIDI interface, connect up the XV, connect up your wind controller through its MIDI out port, and I purchased the sound banks from Petran Music, and you load them up. I edited out the instrument definition file for the Roland XV to reflect the names of the patches, and you can record in as MIDI, just like you'd be playing on a keyboard. It's recommended to, depending on what mode, I don't want to get too into this, but depending on what mode you have the wind controller set up in, when you are actually done playing, the pitch bend sets the number in the minus range beneath zero. So if you recorded your part via MIDI with a module, you would get a flat sound. So you have to, I found out you have to, before you hit play, just waggle the pitch bend wheel back and forth to reset the pitch. But I don't want, like I said, I don't want to get too far into the techie bits of this. As you heard there, it's a pretty realistic sounding setup with the Yamaha VL70M with turbo chip installed from Patchman Music. And I'd like to end with a little song. I found a MIDI file of one of my favorite jazz tunes on Green Dolphin Street, and I played it with that clarinet sound you heard, and then I did some solos on the clarinet on one of the synthesizer sounds on that soprano saxophone patch as well. If anybody has any questions at all, you can email me, but you can also go to patchmanmusic.com. If you want, email Matt, feel free to ask him anything about purchasing a system. The wind control, this particular Yamaha WX5 goes for maybe between $500 and $600. That's a loan, and with a module, add another $500 to $600 onto that. It might even be a little less, actually. I think if you buy the controller with a module, either a Roland XV or a Yamaha VL, you get a little discount. Also on that website, under the links section, there is a wind controller frequently asked questions, or FAQ. That is a great resource to read. It tells you what a controller is. It tells you everything about it. It's really amazing. Like I said, that entire site is worth spending a few hours taking a look at. And as I said, if you want to email me, if you'd like to hear more, I can do some demonstrations of the Roland XV or other sounds on this particular VL module. If you'd like to email me, you can do so at pellisj@duq.edu. That's pellisj@duq.edu. And on that note, let's give a listen to On Green Dolphin Street, and I hope you enjoyed this demonstration, and thanks for listening.